If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Don Jackson Blattner, author and registered dietitian and nutritionist. You see her at DJ Blattner on Instagram, and her website is Don Jackson Blattner. Hi, Don Jackson Blattner. How are you?
Well, hello. Thanks so much for having me.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, my favorite Halloween candy. Well, hey, it's not candy corn. I'll tell you that. It's not candy corn.
They're in my
top 10.
I think
it's peanut butter. No, peanut butter cups, I feel.
And then does Don Jackson Blattner eat the occasional Reese's peanut butter cup?
Absolutely. You know, I got to tell you, you can really set yourself up for failure if you are doing, restriction. That's really restriction. So if you're setting yourself up and restricting, I'll tell you what, you're going to eat 20 peanut butter cups later on. So you're better off just enjoying it. I do have a rule, though. You know it very well because I talk about it a lot. Table, plate, chair. Even when I'm eating Halloween candy, really to try and sit down, not multitask, enjoy the candy, chew it up, move on. You know, it's just enjoy it and move on.
Mm, yeah, I recollected that for our listeners last week, in fact, and I'm glad you brought that up again. Here's a few things that are on your mind today. California has signed a bill to ban 4 food chemicals. What's that and why do I care?
Yeah, it's interesting because these 4 food chemicals are basically things you find in ultra-processed food. So it'll be stuff that, you know, we all probably do eat on occasion, at least, like hamburger rolls and cookies and different kinds of candies and orange sodas. And it's running about 12,000 U.S. products, these 4 compounds. And California said, hey, listen, the European Union, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, China, and Japan all do not use these compounds. And even companies like Coke, Pepsi, Gatorade, Panera, and Dunkin' Donuts also don't use these compounds. So California said, hey, get these out of our food supply. And so they did pass this bill, and companies have until 2027, so some years, to change their formulations to get these 4 things out. And the cool thing is that, you know, they're already making these other versions of the product for overseas countries, so now they would just make those versions for us in the U.S. So it's just something to keep your eyes open to. It's like when you're thinking about what you're eating, and I always say, you know, read the ingredient list, not just how many calories, not just how much protein or fiber or sugar is in a product. First, always have your eye go to the ingredients and try and find things that have ingredients you use in your own kitchen, you know, that don't have refined sugars and flours, that don't have artificial flavors in there and preservatives. So this is just a step to sort of clean up our at least our ultra processed food like candies and cookies and cakes.
Yeah, it's funny though because we have a big jar at my house of red dye number 4, and so I guess I need to not always use the ingredients at home or look for ingredients on the package that I use at home. Okay, never mind. That wasn't that funny. You know,
I'll give it to you.
But you do have me thinking about this, about the ingredients. I recently had some food that was gluten free. And it was delicious, and I never would have known the difference. And in fact, it was fantastic. If you have a problem with gluten and you need gluten-free foods, you eat gluten-free foods. If you don't have a problem with gluten, though, is there any additional benefit? Is it healthier to eat gluten-free foods?
No, it is not healthier to eat gluten-free foods. And in fact, if you set it up perfectly. If you do have a condition that you need to avoid gluten. Of course, avoid gluten. That's a very important thing. But for the rest of us, it is not a health halo. And people, unfortunately, look on a package and they see gluten-free and they think that means healthy, and that is just not true. And in fact, there was actually a study done that many gluten-free products are lower in fiber and lower in vitamins and minerals than the regular whole grain version. So the other thing to keep in mind is there's lots of naturally gluten-free things in your diet that are very good for you, like potatoes and sweet potatoes and quinoa and brown rice. Actually, even rolled oats are gluten-free, although there's a lot of cross-contamination, so if somebody really has to avoid gluten, they need gluten-free oats. But nonetheless, it does not mean healthier.
Speaking of fiber, there's a new study out about fiber and fiber deficiency. I'll bet a lot of us aren't getting enough fiber, huh, Don?
Uh-oh, this is a big one. 95% of Americans don't eat enough fiber. So, I mean, that's all of us, basically. All of us are not getting enough fiber. The actual stat is that Americans are probably getting short of like 16 grams a day, and we need 30 grams a day. So we're falling short by a lot. And this new study you're talking about, it's really interesting. Have you heard of metabolic syndrome? Is that something that you've ever heard of?
Maybe not.
Yeah, so metabolic syndrome is something we throw around in like the nutrition and wellness and medical community. And this is basically, if you have three or more of these conditions, you are considered having metabolic syndrome. So three or more of these, it's that you have a waist circumference, if you're a man, of 40 or bigger, women 35 or bigger, so you waist circumference, high triglycerides, low good cholesterol, the low HDL cholesterol, high blood pressure, or high blood sugar. If you have three or more of those, you are actually in this category of having metabolic syndrome. And this new big review study said, hey, listen, I have got good news for you. Whether you have metabolic syndrome or you want to prevent metabolic syndrome, fiber is a huge nutrient to pay attention to. So I thought that was very good news. I mean, this is, we know fiber is good because it helps your gut microbiome. We know fiber is good because it reduces cholesterol. We know fiber is good because it improves blood sugar. We know fiber is good because it reduces inflammation. We know fiber is good to help support weight loss because it makes you feel full. So we know it's good, but this really confirms, like, hey, pay attention to this, and it can help you with all of those types of conditions.
Speaking of fiber, I've been eating apples lately because, you know, it's fall and they're really good. Is there more fiber in the skin of the apple? I may have asked you this before, than in the meat of the apple. Is the skin of the apple better for you or different for you than the actual meat of the apple?
Yes, you absolutely need to eat apple skin to get the most fiber. Doesn't mean that the apple flesh itself is no good. It's definitely good, but you're going to get more fiber by eating the skin. So anytime, like, I see somebody on Instagram doing a recipe where they're peeling an apple, just know that I am crying. I am crying. I'm crying.
No, somewhere there's a nutritionist crying. Okay.
Well,
we make a Waldorf salad. I love a Waldorf salad, and I'll keep the skins on that bad boy. But then sometimes you do peel an apple for, I don't know, maybe an apple pie or an apple crisp. Do you make an apple crisp, Don?
I do. I have actually a great recipe on my website for an apple crisp. But I keep the skin on, even in an apple crisp. And if somebody is a real classic apple pie person, I encourage them to do half and half. Is to say, you know, peel half your apples then, fine. But keep half of them with the peel on, so at least you're making a compromise. And it can be more of a rustic type of apple pie with a little bit of the skins on there. And, you know, in this season, if you like apples, another really interesting high-fiber fruit are pears. An apple tends to have about 4 grams of fiber. A pear tends to have about 6 grams of fiber. Another fruit with a lot of fiber are raspberries. So if we're not at 8 grams of fiber for a cup of raspberries, if you're not in season of raspberries, you know, you don't have to feel bad about frozen. Frozen raspberries are great as long as you're getting the unsweetened version. But those are the fruits that really strike me as being, you know, pretty high in fiber: raspberries, pears, and apples.
312-981-7200. Flexitarian Don Jackson Blattner, author and registered dietitian and nutritionist, is on the line. You can call or text right now. I've got a lot of texts. You'll get in quicker if you call. We'd love to hear your voice. 312-981-7200. 630 texted to say, I came in late. Please name the 4 ingredients to avoid again. Did we give the 4 chemicals or ingredients that California is banning?
No. You ready for them?
Okay.
Red dye number 3 in like candy corn and Pez and Peeps. Potassium bromate, that is helps bread rise. So it's in a lot of cakes and cookies. Brominated vegetable oil. This is usually an emulsifier in citrus drinks. And then propylparaben, which is a preservative. And those are the 4 that California just banned.
So I wonder what I'm going to do with that information. You know, like, I guess I could look and see if that's on the ingredients of foods, but wow, that's, I'm just there for a can of peaches, you know. What do I do with this information, Don?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to know it's in ultra processed foods. So the more we're eating whole natural foods and just occasionally having cakes, cookies, pies, and sodas, we're probably not eating much of this as it is. So just paying attention to trying to eat more of the whole foods, look at the ingredient list and look to see that you have those, you know, hamburger buns that are made with ingredients you understand. And you're like, oh, these are whole grains. This is good for me. Yeah. You know, so pay attention to ingredient list, I think, is the call to action here.
Okay, all our lines are ringing, Dawn. So I'll stop asking you questions after you answer. One more quick one. If I eat apple pie, am I getting the nutritional value of the apple in the apple pie? Because I have a slice of apple pie every Saturday morning.
I love it. So when you cook fruit, yes, some of the vitamin C likely escapes because it's a water-soluble vitamin. So it might be slightly less in vitamin C. However, you are getting good nutrition out of those apples. And the only thing I will say about apple pie is why everybody sort of throws pies under the bus is that it can be very sugary, that the apples include a lot of sugar and the crust itself is usually made of white flour. So trying to do apple pies that only have a single crust instead of double crusted, and if you can make your own so it's you're controlling the sugar, that would be even better.
Dawn Jackson-Blattner's on the phone, registered dietitian on Instagram. She goes by DJ Blattner. Dawn, you ready for some questions and calls from our listeners?
Sounds great.
Please tell Dawn I made her pumpkin French toast muffins, and they are out of this world.
Oh, I love that. That's one of my favorite recipes. You know, you think about French toast is actually not such a bad for you food. If you use whole grain bread and you mix it with eggs, a little bit of pumpkin, tiny bit of sweetener, you can really have a great breakfast that feels very craveable. So love that she tried them.
Is that recipe on your Instagram page?
I put it, yes, the actual video of me making it is on Instagram, but because of you and your listeners, I put it on my website as well.
That's DawnJacksonBlattner.com. Where do we start, Producer Pete? All the phone lines are busy. Let's get some calls in here. Up first is Sharon, and Sharon, you're on WGN. How can we help you?
Hi. Hi, John. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
I wanted to ask Dawn if she could give me the name of two foods that can preserve muscle and build muscle. Is it the same foods or?
Is it the same thing? That's a good question. Dawn's talked about that before.
Yes. I am obsessed with this question. I love it. We all need to pay way more attention to our muscle health. Muscle is the longevity organ. You want to live a long life, you got to pay attention to muscle. So when it comes to foods for muscle, the number one thing to pay attention to are protein foods. So protein is whether that's eggs, cottage cheese, Greek-style yogurt. It could be chicken, fish, turkey, beef. It could be things like soy foods like tofu or edamame. Beans would be a plant-based protein. All of those foods count. So protein is the first thing to pay attention to. And although this isn't a food, this is a great hot tip, is making sure that you're actually eating meals with protein as opposed to just snacking on little bits of protein through the day. Our body loves a lump sum of like 20 to 30 grams of protein at a time to turn on our muscle protein synthesis. So it's a lot of times when I look at people's diets when they come in as a client and they just snack, 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 and that is just not the way muscle likes to be fed. So three meals a day with protein as your focus, and it could be any of those protein foods you like.
847 says, Dawn, are Triscuits good for you?
Oh, so Triscuits are a whole grain cracker. So yes, I think that is a great choice if you're looking for whole grains. But remember, things need to be well-rounded. So any one food is not good for you on its own. So if you were doing something like Triscuits, I'd love a well-balanced little light snack plate. A couple of, for a snack, a couple of Triscuits, a little bit of grapes, maybe a string cheese for protein, and having it well-rounded like that.
Ask her about Jewel salmon. It has added red color. Is that the same as the red dye?
It is not the same. So usually salmon, that to make it look pretty in the store, they will use something called astaxanthin. It's a red dye. It sounds like a big word, but it is more naturally occurring than what we're talking about. Typically, the four ingredients that are banned now in California and probably will happen across the U.S., those are ultra-processed foods and not foods like salmon.
Linda, you're on WGN with Dawn. Hi, Linda.
Hi there. Hello. I was just wondering, as far as fiber, are there any fiber supplements that you can take to not completely, you know, erase the fiber you eat, but at least help with it.
Yeah, I like that question. A lot of people are calling in with that or texting in.
I love that question. And how it was phrased is so smart. Food first. You're always trying to get food first. But if you need a supplement to help you, then that's okay too. So food first, supplement second. And yes, you can buy supplements such as psyllium husk. That would be a very common type of fiber supplement. You know what I really like personally is ground flax seeds. Ground flax seeds are a very good source of fiber. They're also wonderful for cholesterol levels and heart health overall. So whether it be psyllium or there's actual research on ground flax seeds helping with regularity, those are two good options that you can just stir into things you're already eating, like smoothies and yogurts and oatmeal bowls. But when it comes to fiber, I got to tell you, the biggest trick of all, I believe, is making sure you get beans in your diet. So I just open a can of beans, black beans, pinto beans, white beans, garbanzo beans, any kind of beans, rinse and drain them to remove about 30% of the sodium and keep them in my fridge at eye level in a clear container. And I just put them in salads through the week. I put them in stir fries during the week. We had turkey tacos on Tuesday and I put black beans in there. You know, anytime you can add beans is great. Beans are so much higher in fiber than most other foods that it really makes a difference.
How do you spell psyllium?
Oh, P-S-Y. And then whatever else, L-L-I-U-M, something like that. I actually just failed the spelling bee when I was little, this is like a trigger for me.
I just spelled it C-I-L, so that would be wrong. It's P-S-Y, psyllium husk, and ground flax seed. Okay, let's pick up another phone line. Let's go to Kelly. You're on WGN. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. I had a question about the apples. I absolutely love apples, and of course, this is the season for them. Green apples are my favorite. I love to eat them with the skin on. But I heard, or thought I heard, that they were one of the most pesticide-ridden fruits. And my question is it worth it to buy the organic to avoid the pesticides on the apples? I know everything is supposed to be tested and safe and everything, but perhaps if you're older or immunocompromised, would it be better to buy the organic?
Oh, I also love this question. How you phrase it is so smart. We cannot be afraid of eating fruits and vegetables, no matter if they're organic or not, because none of us are eating enough fruits and vegetables, and it's one of our main health concerns as a country. So eat them no matter what. Even if you have older, immunocompromised, you feel safe about all your fruits and vegetables. And I can also add to that, you are right. Of the testing, apples are in that sort of dirty dozen vibe where it may have more pesticides than other fruits, especially because we're eating the outside and the skin. So in that case, it may be if you have extra money to spend and you're wondering what to spend on organic, apples may be a good option for you. But again, you know, no fear mongering when it comes to fruits and vegetables. They all count, but you know, you can do it if you want.
One last thing about that. If I rinse my apple off real good, does the pesticide come off or is it woven into the fruit itself?
Yeah, you're right. It's woven into the fruit itself. Although beyond talking about pesticides and everything, in terms of food safety, always, always, always wash your fruits and vegetables. And the recommendation to do that is under a stream of running water in your sink, manually with your hands or a brush, make sure that you're sort of scrubbing the fruit under that running water. That's the safest way to clean your produce.
Aren't you glad you've been listening to Dawn Jackson Blattner, author and registered dietitian and nutritionist? Thursdays at this time, you get more information like this. Tell your friends. And Dawn, please join us again next week.
Sounds great. My favorite time of the week. Thank you.